what we heard was, first of all, that they are extremely shocked. They are very shocked with what they have experienced over the past month. They feel fear. They live in fear of future atrocities, abuses. They have been mentioning the harshness, the violence that they have gone through with different types of looting, with different types of arbitrary arrests, with murders, rapes, with violent theft. So different horrors that they have witnessed under their eyes since April or since the end of March of this year. And for example, in one school alone in the Lycée Saint-Pierre Clavier, which is in Bangassou, they mentioned 16 cases of young girls that have been raped, out of which 6 now are pregnant. And they are getting support from the religious people living in Bangassou and working there to try to find a solution together with their parents on how to address the situation.
Are there any other regions or any other towns that are hit by insecurity?
The country is witnessing a number of different locations where exacerbation has led to violence and where we have witnessed very high tension amongst the population between, again, the Christian community, the Muslim community. This has been the case in the north, in the northwest, lately in the west of the country, and now also in Bangassou, which is southeast of Bangui. So there has been a number of localities where recently this type of incidents have taken place, not to mention Bangui, the capital.
The Central African Republic has often been described as a forgotten crisis, and now some people are comparing it to Somalia and saying that it's a failed state. Do you feel that more attention is going to be given to the situation now that the Security Council has agreed to meet?
It is a very good step forward that the Security Council is meeting today and hopefully to adopt the resolution on the Central African Republic. We have major hopes that this resolution will bring better support, strengthen support for the future and future developments in the country, and that it will contribute also quickly to strengthen the security response and the consolidation of peace in the country. Not only that increased attention should be given to the Central African Republic, but increased attention must be given to the Central African Republic.